All right, as we begin a new prayer challenge focusing on families and the issues that they face. Today's topic is going to be on communication. I'm sure you all know that communication is the number one reason that people divorce. It is the number one reason people get into arguments. It is the number one reason for conflicts and many other things that come from it. So, key issue, what does God have to say about it? And what do we want to focus on today in prayer? Because it is a large topic. So we're going to talk about paying attention and praying about paying attention, listening, and seeking to understand. Our first scripture for today is James 1:19. Father, we pray that we will understand this. You say through Paul, my dear brothers and sisters, you are the forever family. That is added by the prayer person. You must all be quick to listen. Help us to be quick to listen in our family relationships, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. This is from the New Living Translation. Our second scripture for today that we're going to pray about is Proverbs 1:5. Father, help us to be wise and to listen to your word and become even wiser. Help us to have more understanding as we receive guidance from your scriptures. We know that the best communication, Father, is you. You are the best communicator, and you articulate how we can communicate with one another, with our family, extended family, siblings, aunts, uncles, parents, grandparents, step-parents, blended families, adopted parents, fostering, whatever relationship, even as singles, God, that you can help us communicate as we pay attention, seek to listen, and also seek to understand. And our last scripture that we're going to be reviewing and praying through is Deuteronomy 12:28. And Father, you say that to your people to be careful, to listen, to observe, and to obey all your commands. The only way we can do what you want is to hear what you want and to understand what you want. And you promise that if we do that, all will go well with us and our children after us. What a promise, Father, because we will be doing what is good and pleasing to you, O Lord, our God, our Father. You are our Father, and we lift up some of the skills that the University of Delaware has given us in their resource on communication skills for our family. We know that is the basic building block of relationships. We pray, God, that our families will learn to develop good communication skills and that it starts with us so that we will have successful relationships, whether it be as a parent, a child, a spouse, or a sibling relationship. Father, we know that when we are heard and understood, that we feel good. But when we are misunderstood, we feel even ignored because they cannot understand what we're saying. But sometimes that has to do with how we communicate it. So help us to communicate more clearly. If we are the listener, help us to listen to understand and not to think about what we're going to say while others are talking. Help us to pay attention, to be in the moment. Help us not to assume what they're thinking, but to ask questions until we understand what we're saying. We don't have to agree with what everybody is saying, but we at least need to understand what they're saying. Help us to give clear messages when we speak so that when we are heard, we will be less angry, less stressed, and more open to resolving problems than when we feel misunderstood. Because we know that feeling heard and understood develops trust and caring between people. Help us also not to bring up other problems and issues unrelated to the topic at hand. Help us to become active listeners, demonstrating that with our body language, paying attention with our eyes, and not being on our cell phones, putting it away completely without any vibrations, notifications, anything. Make sure that we have our eye contact and that our body is turned towards them as we are listening to them. Help us to reduce any distractions that keep us from focusing on their message. And stop doing anything else, not having TV or noise. In fact, as an example, we are going to turn off the music in the background. Notice the difference. Even actively pursuing that lets the person know that they matter to us and what they're saying. We know that people feel valued when they're understood, when people truly listen to them, and it's the greatest gift we can give them. It is the greatest gift we can give to you, Father God, when we listen to you by reading your word, hearing your word, listening to sermons, listening to you speak to our hearts and to our minds. Help us to be slow to offer advice, especially if it's not asked for. Help us, Father, to teach children to communicate and use some of these resources here that the University of Delaware has to really pay attention to them when they come to us and to help them learn to communicate and actively listen to them and pay attention, fully giving our full attention to them, savoring these moments when they are willing to talk to us because we are willing to listen. Help us to teach them how to listen as well, to using the nonverbal, the body language, the eye contact, even saying, that kind of thing, and expressing or replaying what the person is saying by paraphrasing, not parroting, not exact words they're saying, but paraphrasing, replaying it in our own words, what we think they're trying to say, so that we fully understand. And help us as in our families to have better communication, to break it down as needed, to seek to understand one another and to give the greatest gift of listening in our communication, and to make each person that we talk with, whether we are the speaker or the listener, that they would feel valued, important in our relationship, and thus building a place of trust. We thank you for your word. We thank you for these resources. And we believe, God, that communication will improve in our families and those in this county. In Jesus' name.